This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A blowout earnings report from AI darling NVIDIA sent stocks to record highs last week. New inflation data will test that rally in the coming days. The S&P 500 and Dow Jones ended the week up about 1%, while the Nasdaq Composite added about 0.6%. Both the S&P and Dow closed Friday at record highs. The largest challenge to markets in the week ahead will likely come from the latest reading of the Personal Consumption Expenditures PCE Index, the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge, on Thursday. A look at consumer confidence and updates on the manufacturing sector will also be in focus during the week. Quarterly reports from Salesforce, Lowe's, Macy's, Okta, and Best Buy are also on deck. Fourth quarter earnings season is slowing down, but a slew of companies are still set to report, including many in the retail sector. The week ahead will bring a closer look at the consumer, with results from Macy's, Best Buy, and TJX, among others. To BMO Capital Markets senior retail analyst Simeon Siegel, the key question remains whether consumer spending is losing steam. At this point, he told Yahoo Finance Live, quarterly results have shown Americans are still spending on discretionary goods. There's this perception that because of inflation on consumer staples items, people aren't buying discretionary, Siegel said. But I'm not seeing that in the results. With all three of the major averages trading near record highs and earnings from AI stalwart NVIDIA sending a whole sector into rally mode, perhaps the largest question for investors is whether the market has reached a peak. Citi's U.S. equity strategy team says no. Now is not quite the time to panic, as sentiment has not reached euphoria, Citi managing director Scott Cronert wrote in a weekly note to clients. Cronert's team uses an indicator called the Levkovich Index, which takes into account investors' short positions and leverage, among other factors, to determine market sentiment. The current reading is 0.33, below the 0.38 that signals markets have entered euphoria or an overstretched peak. As seen in the graph at yahoofinance.com, prior periods where the market extends into euphoric territory are often followed by drawdowns in the market. Cronert concedes that strong momentum in the market could drive the S&P 500 above the firm's 5,100 year-end target in the short term, but in the long run, more tailwinds will need to come to keep the market pressing higher. Longer term, more earnings upside and macro tailwinds, like lower rates, may be needed for sustainable S&P 500 index upside, Cronert wrote. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.